Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Pfizer's COVID pill.
It could reduce deaths in high-risk adults by 89%.
House ready to act on spending.
We have to have votes for both bills.
A mother's murder trial hope.
They're sure that the evidence will prevail.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A second company is touting a pill to treat COVID-19. And CBS's Elaine Cobb tells us results of studies show it can dramatically cut serious illness.
Early trial results show the Pfizer pill reduced hospitalizations and deaths in high-risk adults by 89%. They were given the drug 3 days after the onset of symptoms. Participants given the pill 5 days after onset showed results that were almost as good. Because it's a pill, it can be taken at home by people exposed to COVID or with mild symptoms. The news comes a day after Britain approved an antiviral pill by Merck in a world first.
Just last month, Merck asked federal regulators in the U.S. to consider its COVID treatment pill for approval. Well, there's some pushback to the federal move that mandates COVID vaccinations for companies that employ 100 or more people. The deadline's January 4th. Stephanie Martz of the National Retail Federation.
I'm really concerned. It's just reflecting the reality of where we are right now in terms of trying to get employees to come to work every day.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has taken a hard line against mandates of any kind. He's suing the federal government.
We're going to be asking for a stay of this rule.
DeSantis has already sued over a similar plan affecting companies with federal contracts. He's also called a special session later this month for new laws to protect workers against mandates.
Well, the Biden administration is suing Texas over a new voting law.
The DOJ lawsuit contends the Texas election reforms restrict eligible voters' ability to cast a ballot and disenfranchises voters with disabilities, the elderly, and those with limited English proficiency.
And it does so in a way that is discriminatory against both voters of color and voters with disabilities.
Sean Morales Doyle filed an earlier suit on behalf of minority and disability rights groups. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says no eligible voters will be denied the right.
It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Congressional correspondent Nicole Killian tells us the House may finally vote this morning on President Biden's major spending bill and an infrastructure package.
President Biden has really been working the phones to try to get his agenda over the finish line. CBS News has learned that he has made a variety of calls to members to try to get them to vote yes. His $1.75 trillion plan includes universal pre-K and extension of the child care tax credit, plus tax credits and investments in clean energy, health care, and affordable housing. Democrats also included 4 weeks of paid leave in the bill and reforms to lower the cost of some prescription drugs. Lawmakers worked late into the night to work out differences on immigration and some of the tax provisions. And keep in mind that this bill still has to go through the Senate, where moderate Democrat Joe Manchin has expressed concern about some of the measures. House Democrats also plan to vote on a separate $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
Now to Georgia, CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering a trial with sharp racial overtones.
No justice! the nearly all-white jury will hear opening statements in the trial of the three men accused of murdering 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says prosecutors told her their case is strong.
They have lots and lots of evidence. They're really not satisfied with the jury that has been selected, but they're sure that the evidence will prevail.
Defense attorneys struck 11 of the 12 black jurors from the final pool, which even raised eyebrows with the presiding judge.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, a juror has been dismissed from the Kyle Rittenhouse trial after joking with a court officer about the police shooting of Jacob Blake. That shooting set off the protests where Rittenhouse shot three people, killing two of them. Judge Bruce Schrader.
The public needs to be confident that this is a fair trial. Even at the very most, it was bad judgment to tell a joke of that nature.
One prosecution witness told the jury that one of the men who was killed threatened Rittenhouse and lunged at his gun.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
In the most detailed look yet at the HPV vaccine, a British study finds young women who got the series of shots had an 87% lower risk of getting cervical cancer linked to the virus. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
It's extremely prevalent type of infection. Fortunately, about 90% of the time, the infection resolves on its own. But in that other 10%, the virus can stay inside you and end up causing cancer. So the hypothesis was, well, if you can prevent that virus in the first place, you could prevent cervical cancer from developing. And in fact, it does.
The research was done on the British equivalent of the vaccine given here, Gardasil. On a beach just south of Cancun that's popular with American tourists, drug gang gunmen shot and killed two members of a rival group. A Mexican prosecutor says 15 people wearing ski masks carried out the attack that sent vacationers scrambling for cover. Well, the NBA is investigating Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver after ESPN detailed allegations of racist, misogynistic, and hostile behavior. CBS Sports NBA analyst David Sampson.
Describing what it was like to be a woman working with the Phoenix Suns. Describing what it was like to be a black person working with the Phoenix Suns. Describing in general the atmosphere where people were scared that they were being attacked and that they were uncomfortable in their workplace.
Sarver denies the allegations and says he welcomes the investigation. The auto industry is hoping to rev things up in the new year after a sluggish 2021. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper takes the final lap in our week-long series.
Auto industry challenges in 2022 include overcoming the supply chain and chip problems and building inventory. Jennifer Newman with Cars.com says the automaker commitment to electric vehicles is clear and goes beyond Tesla.
Tesla's going to have some steep competition coming from Mercedes, from Kia, from Hyundai, from Volkswagen. The list goes on and on.
Tom Appel with Consumer Guide Automotive on a trend expected to continue into the new year.
Something called overlanding, or taking crossovers and making them just a little bit more rugged.
He says Ford, Subaru, and Honda have or will have offerings.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Reviews are starting to come in for a blockbuster musical group that's out with its first album in nearly 40 years.
Stone says Voyage was worth the wait. Vulture says new ABBA is just like old ABBA, and then some. USA Today says the album quenches the desire for ABBA fans with insatiable appetites. And there are many. The group sold nearly 400 million albums worldwide. Their songs stream at a rate of 16 million a week. And the fun has just begun. I still have faith in you. ABBA, the hologram tour, kicks off in London in May. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 5th of November. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.